Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Be sure to hit the like button and make sure you comment. It really helped with the algorithm. I don't give a damn if you press ABC 123. Either way, it works. To my new listeners, be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. I promise not to disappoint. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So if you want to support the channel and get exclusive content, join my Patreon. You can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below.
Husband store? What is this?
Hello, you may visit the store only once. There are 6 floors and the value of the husband increases as the shopper ascends the flights. The shopper may choose any man for a particular floor or may choose to go up a floor, but cannot go back down except to exit building.
These men have jobs.
Going up.
These men have jobs and love kids.
Keep it going.
These men have jobs, love kids, and are good looking.
Those first 2 floors were the betas. Women will pass those up with the quickness. They'll run up them damn stairs, especially when they're younger. But then again, we have to consider the age group that will go to the husband store. When women are young and hot, they ain't thinking about no damn husband. They having fun and fucking on any guy to give them that tingly feeling. They not considering, do we got a job? Is he good with kids? They ain't thinking about that type of shit today. 30 plus and already fucked up and damaged and got a bunch of baggage. But even then, they're going to keep going for higher and higher.
Wow. I got to keep going.
These men have jobs, love kids, drop dead gorgeous, and help with housework.
Oh, God. I can hardly stand it. Gotta go.
These men possess...
This is what women don't consider. What do you bring to the table that even deserves a man on floor 1, if we being honest, let alone level 4. They don't think about this at all. They think they deserve the best of the best just for being woman.
Same qualities as 4th floor, plus good lovers.
To the top, baby.
There are no men on this floor. This floor exists solely as proof that women are hard to please. Thanks for stopping by.
The bar I set for men is so low that when he texts me out of the blue so he can use me again, I get happy because he's choosing to use me again.
Yay! Only for the really hot, masculine guys who treat him like shit and signal to them that they're higher values. You always got to keep in mind which guys they're talking about when they say stuff like this.
The bar I set for men is so low that when he offers to pay for my plan B, I think he's a gentleman.
Yay!
The bar I set for men is so low that when he told me he f***ed his ex and his best friend, I said, thank you for being honest.
Yay!
The bar I set for men is so low that when he comes to pick me up for a date and he actually knocks on the door, I'm ready to propose.
Yay!
The bar I set for men is so low that when he told me he didn't want to see me again, I was happy at least he didn't ghost me.
Yay!
What's sad is these women look fairly young and they're ruined. By the time they're talking like this, they're defective women. I feel sorry for any guy who's going to link up with them after this and take them serious. By the time they're on the internet talking about how low they set the bar for men and talking about how they got pumped and dumped and plan Bs, and this is not mother material. This is not girlfriend material. This isn't even hang out and pump and dump for 3 months material. And they're so stupid, they don't know any better. They don't realize they're embarrassing themselves and just, I don't know.
The bar set for men is so low that when he picks me up before midnight, I think he's being wholesome.
Yay!
All right, this is for the girls talking to athletes right now. If and when this man asks to fly you out somewhere, please remember that flights do not equal feelings, okay? He is flying you out because he wants pussy on his day off, and that is why he booked your flight home for 6 a.m. Sunday morning, okay? The second thing I want to say is do not f***ing text him on your flight home the next morning talking about some shit like, I miss you already.
This is so messed up because the average Joe Plumber in the rural town of bumfuck Ohio don't have a chance with a regular chick anymore. Because she got dudes in L.A. in her inbox trying to fly her out and buy her luxury gifts. So your plumber job just won't cut it anymore. She's not even considering you. So an average rural girl will laugh at an average rural guy because he's not balling. Shit is ridiculous. The future is very grim.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you again. Rebecca, pull it the f*** together. He wanted to f*** you and not marry you, okay? I'm so f***ing sorry to tell you that, but it had to be said.
There's this super cute guy at the gym.
I love this video because even if it's a joke, it is so funny to see how mad women get when a woman gets shut down by a hot guy, the exact same way that hot women shut men down. Girls up here in the comments, like, a simple I'm not interested would have sufficed. Yeah? Really? You don't keep that energy.
What I want to ask is, did she get his permission to record him and put him on the internet? Is she not a creep for recording him without his knowledge, if that's what she did? Or do that only apply when guys take creep shots of females? Just wonder.
When men approach you, you'll gladly tell him, no, I'm not getting my heart broken by someone under 6'4". You look like you have little dick energy. I only date buff men. Then y'all see a guy say, no, I'm not interested because I only date attractive people, and y'all lose it. Ugh, I lost it. A simple I'm not interested would have sufficed? No. Remember, we don't owe men anything.
There's plenty of visual cues to take heed to on why you shouldn't fuck with a woman like this. Even though she talk in a certain way that sounds like she support men, she might be cool to go grab a beer with.
So what the f*** makes you think that they owe us a certain type of response, huh? Y'all ladies reacted the exact same way that men do, yet none of you stop to think to yourselves, huh?
Oh, man. Great. 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 This is the saddest thing ever. Look at this. This is ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I'm getting no.
And we wonder why women's expectations are too high. When you can literally swipe right and get constant matches, your appetite is going to be for the best. When you have all these people that are interested in you, of course you're going to go after the top tier. I would too. I'm going to be honest.
No one.
Oh, sorry.
Every part.
This motherfucker want to play the ignoring game tonight. I'm going to play the whoring game tonight. Who's going to win?
Yeah, so anytime you piss your girl off, all she got to do is accept the offer that takes 10 seconds. All she got to do is accept one of the offers in her inbox to get some D. It takes no effort for her to cheat on you. So if you're giving her the silent treatment, trust me, it'll be a guy over there plowing her within 15 minutes. She don't even got to get dressed up, dialed up, you know, put perfume on, none of that.
Are you f***ing kidding me, Jake? Calm, right? God, I just f***ing go back. Are you f***ing kidding me? Just listen.
Let's go back to that. I don't know if this is fake or whatever, but this guy's like really big. I'm just gonna say that. And she feels comfortable hitting a guy this big. The average man wouldn't feel comfortable hitting this guy unless they absolutely had to. Like it was life or death. But women, they feel comfortable assaulting a man because they know 9 times out of 10, he ain't gonna do shit. And if he did do something and backsmacked her right now, y'all would probably feel sympathy for her. Well, not my crowd of people, but the average person.